that we should ever have a good memory again before we take the thing home to the ends of government.
Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. Today we have a very special show, the continuation of the separation of money and state. I think we're seeing the state fight back a little bit. For some reason, they really dislike Bitcoin's proof of work. I wonder why. Anyways, I want to give a very special shout out to my awesome co-host. How you doing, Opti?
I'm doing good, Nico. What's up, plebs? What's up, Bitcoiners? Nico, to answer your question, I wonder why. But yes, interesting news, and I have a cool thread for the culture. And, you know, I have a topic that is close to my heart that I want to talk to. But also, I put a description of a thread that you guys need to read, and I'll cover it during the culture.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, it's going to be a special show. It's Saturday, guys. You know we take it a little bit easy on Saturdays. It's the Saturday special. Also, let's see if we have time. I might put this to Monday. But also, for some reason, they're always blaming Bitcoin for the money laundering, even though we know for a fact people use cash more. Also, I wonder why. Lots of coincidences this week for sure. But anyways, let's start the show. Number time. Brought to you by Noddle. They make some of the best Bitcoin nodes. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. Remember, guys, if you don't run your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. And if you're a digital nomad, you have no excuse, because now you could run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right. At the time of this recording, the Bitcoin price is at 21,340 sats per dollar, 4,686. Block height, 750,322. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 14,836. Blocks to the halving, 89,678. Halving estimate, April 21st, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 4,570. Capacity value, $97 million. Hash rate estimate, 207 exahashes. Realized monetary inflation, my favorite stat here because it takes the US dollar absolutely to school. We're at 1.78%. Market capitalization, $407 billion. Anyways, what I wanted to talk today about, Opti, which is something that we always talk about on Simply Bitcoin, right? Which is the fight for free speech is the fight for Bitcoin. Money, transacting money, is a form of speech. Code is a form of speech. If the powers that be get to dictate what speech is okay, what speech is not okay, obviously, that means Bitcoin. Obviously, that means that you're not allowed to transact. You're not allowed to run certain code, right? We already kind of saw that last week with the Treasury Department sanctioning not a country, not an individual, but a software, an open source software, and that led to the arrest of an open source developer, right? So this is something that you have to stay on top of. Now, normally, I would have not covered this because I felt like it was noise. However, the reason I wanted to cover it, and I'm not even going to read it from the original article, right? I'm not going to even, the name of the article for our audio listeners is, "The World Economic Forum announced recruitment of information warriors to control the narrative on social media." And, you know, you read that, you're like, okay, you know, this is just media spin and whatnot. But it was really the fact check that caught this to my attention, right? Because the fact check says, "World Economic Forum did not announce recruitment of information warriors to control narrative on social media." Now check this out. Did the World Economic Forum announce the recruitment of information warriors to control the narrative on social media? No, that's not true. The World Economic Forum has recruited no such people. An article making the claim misrepresents a UN initiative called Verified, which was launched in May 2020 in an effort to fight misinformation around the pandemic. The article here was published by News Punch on August 17, 2022. And here is from the original article that I read. Now, here's the thing, because this is really interesting. Most people, they just read the headline and they're like, oh, okay, they lied. But dude, buried into the article, it says, "The World Economic Podcast features Melissa Fleming, who leads global communications for the UN. This is to quote her. So far, we recruited 110,000 information warriors and we equip, no, sorry, information volunteers. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads and ask them to serve as a kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels. Wait, hold on a second. Didn't it say that that's not what they did? What the fuck is happening here? Note her use of phrase, information volunteers, not information warriors. What does that mean? That's exactly what they did. Anyway, so it's like they're picking and choosing the details to debunk the article, but the meat of the article still remains true. And here is the fact. They recruited 110,000 information warriors to debunk misinformation that the regime, that the establishment says is information. Now, here's the thing about the UN, right? Why is Melissa Fleming going on the World Economic Forum podcast? Obviously, you know where they stand. The World Economic Forum is against proof of work. They're against Bitcoin. And we also know that the United Nations is against Bitcoin. We read you, we covered this article on last Saturday's episode. The name of the article for our audio listeners is "The United Nations Spells Out Actions to Curb Cryptocurrencies in Developing Countries." And it's funny because on the top it says prosperity for all. So like... This is just clown world shit, bro. It's like, it's a lie. It's not true. It's misinformation. But they did hire 110,000 people to fight misinformation. What is that but not information warriors? And remember, these are the same people that are redefining what a recession is. These are the same people that lied to your face and told you, hey, there is no inflation. There is some inflation. The inflation is caused by companies gouging prices and not because the government is printing a record amount of money, not to mention the fact that they literally passed a bill called Inflation Reduction Act that prints more money and then hires an army of IRS agents to make sure that you're paying your taxes correctly. So why should we believe what they're telling us, even though they've consistently lied over and over again? And even if you give them the benefit of the doubt, say most of the things they say isn't a lie, why shouldn't free people and individuals make their own decisions based on their own research? And the reason for that is simple. You can't have an agenda pushed by the World Economic Forum. You can't have cryptocurrency adoption curved if you don't control the narrative. And that's what this is about. This is about controlling the narrative. This has nothing to do with helping people. And at the end of the day, I always tell you guys, there's two fights ahead of us for the Bitcoin revolution. There is the right to self-custody, and there is Bitcoin energy usage, which we're about to cover on the news. And those two fights, they can only win if they control the narrative 100%. Because if, God forbid, the truth comes out, no one will buy their bullshit. And that's why they push so hard for hiring 100,000 people to fight so-called misinformation. Remember, it's not only the party of Davos, the World Economic Forum, the UN. Right? In the US, the Biden administration tried to launch the disinformation governance board, and the lady that was tasked with running it was known for peddling disinformation herself. And I hate even calling it disinformation. I would call it people have differences of opinions. People have differences in beliefs. Let those beliefs go to the marketplace of ideas, and let's see what idea the marketplace decides is more valuable or not. These people can't have competition. They want to be the end-all be-all. You need to believe everything I say. And I'm not going to get into the things that YouTube doesn't like being talked about, but just look back in the last 2 years and you tell me 100% that they haven't misrepresented stuff, that they haven't lied. So why can't we have free discussion? Why can't we have free and open discussion? And the founding fathers of the United States understood this, which is why they made the First Amendment freedom of speech. And they specifically didn't allow for the government to get to dictate what information is right and what information isn't right. It's a very slippery slope, man, and it's been abused over and over again, and it will be abused to attack Bitcoin, which is exactly why we cover it on this show. The fight for freedom of speech is the fight for Bitcoin. Freedom of speech is the front line, and Bitcoin gets to be in the back chilling because people are willing to stand up and say, listen, I might not like what you have to say, but I am willing to die for you to be able to say it. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, brother?
Sorry, just choked on my own saliva. Anyways, we've been covering the Weave's narrative spin and them fighting misinformation for weeks and months and damn near years at this point. Like, we know that they are trying to stop the spread of truth. And what's the saying? You know, truth is like a volleyball. Once you push it underwater, it will pop back up. But as we say all the time, man, if you can control what people say, you can control what people think. And further, if you control the energy, then you can control society. It is all one big game that they are trying to spin and push on you. As someone put in the chat, tax them and brainwash them. Yes, this is exactly what is going on. It's absolutely insane that this is like the clown world that we live in. But as you guys know, the official denial means the exact opposite. So, you know, they can deny this all they want, but we know what time it is. And furthermore, I watched Clockwork Orange the other day. You guys might think this is completely irrelevant, but you guys need to rewatch it again and connect the programming that we're seeing in real time with how they programmed in that movie. And it's damn near the same thing. They avert you to conflict. They avert you to confrontation. It makes you feel ill. It makes you feel scared. It makes you feel terrified. And this is what they're trying to do, is to instill fear in you and also gaslight you so that you, first of all, try to avoid the conflict, avoid fighting for the things that you believe in, but then furthermore, make you feel crazy so that you're just the crazy truther out here. And you know, they continue to do all kinds of bullshit out here. So again, the official denial means the exact opposite. It's like, if they have to deny this, then it's very obvious that this is what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe I'm the contrarian Bitcoiner, average Bitcoiner out here that just sees the narrative. I'm like, yeah, that's bullshit. But again, guys, once the government denies it, you know it's true. So they are definitely out here with information warriors trying to make sure you don't have wrong think and wrong speak, because the truth is dangerous to them. This is why they need to stop it and shut it down and call you guys crazy conspiracy theorists.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude, 100%. The regime can't have individuals thinking for themselves, making their own decisions. It thrives on weak men and women that don't ask questions and just follow the official narrative. The internet is a threat to that, and so is Bitcoin, which is why they're going after it the way they're going after it. But anyways, let's move on to the news. Daily news brought to you by CryptoCloaks.com. They make some of the best 3D printed Bitcoin merch, from node cases to key rings to the vents on the back of your ASIC for error management. And of course, the famous 3D printed Bitcoin grenade toy, which comes in any custom color your heart desires. You want it in gold? They make it in gold. And you can take advantage of the promo code down below to get 5% off CryptoCloaks.com. Did you think the separation of money and state was going to be easy, Anon? Did you think that the state, the powers that be, weren't going to fight back? Well, this is what we're living through. Again, a group of senators sent a letter demanding things from some of the biggest public Bitcoin mining companies. Let's see what it has to say. This is the official press release. It says the Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Frank Pallone Jr., a Democrat from New Jersey, Energy Subcommittee Chairman Bobby Rush, Democrat from Illinois, Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee Chair Diana DeGette, Democrat from Colorado, and Environment and Climate Change Subcommittee Chairman Paul Tomko, Democrat from New York, wrote four crypto mining companies today as part of the committee's continued oversight of the environmental and energy impacts of blockchain technology. The four committee leaders are seeking answers on how each company is mitigating those impacts and what steps are being taken to ensure these operations do not strain the energy grid or undermine our nation's climate goals. Wait a second. Hold on. Couple things here. Signal. None of those congressmen or women live in states that have large Bitcoin mining corporations. You could make the argument that upstate New York does, but you see how that ended up. They banned Bitcoin mining within you know, New York State. They don't want to allow any more Bitcoin mining in New York State. So New Jersey doesn't have mining operations. Illinois doesn't. Colorado doesn't have any significant ones. So why are senators or congressmen from other states trying to dictate what other states are trying to do with their energy? A little weird there. Now, the thing about straining the energy grid, Bitcoin provides energy grid stability, specifically with renewable energies, because the thing is that most of solar, for example, is produced at a time where most people aren't using that much energy. It's produced during the day. Most people use more energy at nighttime. So it needs to be stored in batteries. Bitcoin is the energy buyer of last resort. And you can't just increase the energy production on a grid at a snap of a finger. You're going to have to calculate it. But if there's an energy buyer of last resort, it could be stable, right? Very strange. Not to mention, undermine our nation's climate goals. But Bitcoin mining would increase innovation in green energy because it would allow green energy to exist without the need of government subsidy. And Bitcoin Policy Institute, Coin Center, Nick Carter, before he, you know, did his whole blonde hair thing, they've all written a tremendous amount of paper. There's so much. Sailors Mining Council. We've done the research. We've provided to them, and they continue to ignore it. What is going on here? Now, well, and here, there's more signal. The letters follow a January Oversight Investigation Subcommittee hearing on the energy impacts of cryptocurrency, questions the adverse environmental and energy impacts of blockchains, here it is, that use a proof-of-work consensus mechanism. What? So they're getting to pick what Bitcoin, what cryptocurrency is okay and what is not okay? Proof of work bad, proof of stake good? And I wonder why that is. Well, we covered it this week. Proof of stake is very easy to capture. You only have to tell the exchanges that, you know, hold the majority of the shitcoin that's going to be staked to say, hey, you can only run an OFAC compliant node. Not to mention the fact that the majority of the nodes run on servers which are run by companies like Amazon, like Google. What do you think those companies are going to do when the government knocks on the door? Sure, we will run an OFAC compliant node. Of course we will. Proof of work is what keeps Bitcoin uncorruptible. It separates. It takes away the ability for people to cheat. For people to change the truth. And for some reason, this is the thing that the government is attacking? That is a really big coincidence. Just like the UN, just like the World Economic Forum, just like all the misinformation boards, this is a really big coincidence that this is the thing they're attacking. Proof of stake, no problem. But proof of work, ugh. Of course, they don't get into the nuances. Anyways, however, the energy consumption and hardware requirement to support proof-of-work-based cryptocurrencies may, in some instances, produce severe externalities in the form of harmful emissions and excess electronic waste. What about cell phones? What about wind turbines that can't be recycled? What about them? What about batteries and battery waste? Why is that not talked about? This is, again, it's a very big coincidence that they're putting so much energy into Bitcoin, even though we know based on the data from the Mining Council, my sailors organization, that over 60% of Bitcoin mining already comes from renewable energy sources. Why are they focusing on it so much? Given the existential threat posed by climate crisis, we are deeply concerned about efforts like this that increase demand for fossil fuels with the potential to put a new strain on our energy grid. Texas has shown the exact opposite of that. Every time the Texas grid needed more energy, the Bitcoin miners shut off. So that is a lie. And if you look at California, which is a state that loves the whole green energy stuff, they have a more unreliable energy grid than Texas. So what are they talking about? While blockchain technology is emerging as a potential important tool in fighting climate change, increased demand on the grid and burning more fossil fuel to power proof-of-work crypto mining facilities only serves to undermine the potential climate benefits of blockchain technology and hold us back from achieving our climate pollution reduction goals. Oh, so they're literally letting you know that if it's Bitcoin mining, if it's proof-of-work, it only undermines us. And you know what? They're right that it undermines them, but it doesn't undermine climate benefits. That's the foot in the door. Just like the Treasury Department used the North Koreans as an excuse to ban or sanction open source technology, they are using the climate to go after Bitcoin mining because they know that they can't control Bitcoin. This is the excuse. This is the foot in the door. And take a look at this. This is the demands. Do they actually want the answers to these questions? No, of course not. This is the excuse. How much energy did each of the company's crypto mining facilities use during 2021? How much energy did the banking industry use in 2021? What mix of the banking industry comes from renewable energies? I know for a fact that Bitcoin mining uses more renewable energies than the banking industry. Why don't they ask those questions to them? Because they can capture and control the banking industry. What are the energy sources used by utilities served each of the facilities, including the energy mix of each? Bitcoin Mining Council already released this data. What is the proportion of energy used that is offset with renewable energy credits? In the last 12 months, how many days have the companies curtailed crypto mining to support grid stability? Wait a second. Hold on. If you back up, it literally says that it's a threat to grid stability. And now it's saying that they've curtailed mining to support grid stability. So which one is it, bro? Which one is it? Is it one? Is it the other? In 2021, what was the average cost per megawatt hour and per megawatt hour profit at each of the company's crypto mining facilities? So now profit is a problem. Just like inflation, it's caused by corporations gouging prices. Nothing to do with the government, of course, right? Anyways, they sent this letter to four massive mining companies: Core Scientific, Marathon Digital, Riot Blockchain, Stronghold Digital Mining. And here is one of the letters. Written August 17th, 2022, Congress of the United States House of Representatives. And here is all the questions that we went over. And here are the four signatures from the congressmen and women. So, dude, I'm just sick of the lies, misrepresentations, bullshit. We know it has nothing to do with climate use. We gave them the benefit of the doubt for 2-3 years. Then when Nick Carter, when the Mining Council, when Coin Center, when the Bitcoin Policy Institute, shout out David Zell, they all did their homework, they all did their research, they released the data, specifically the Bitcoin Mining Council by Saylor, they came up with metrics, 62% of Bitcoin mining comes from renewable energies. Why aren't other industries held to those standards? Why are they so hell-bent on destroying this? Why are they ignoring proof of stake? It's too many coincidences for you to come to another conclusion. This isn't innocent. This is a malicious attack on Bitcoin mining because they cannot control it and it's a threat to their power. Proof of work is what makes Bitcoin uncorruptible. You can't cheat it. You have to put in the work. This is just the first inning. This will get worse. This is an excuse. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, bunch of commies everywhere trying to control your behavior, and it's absolutely disgusting. Mind your business, for fuck's sake. Anyways, remember what I said in the beginning of the show. They try to control the energy because that is how they control society. And like Nico said, and we brought the receipt, Bitcoin is the cleanest industry, period, by far. But further, Bitcoin is a small fraction of the total energy use. And I have a meme here that I want to show here. It's by Beautyon. So you guys can see Bitcoin doesn't use too much electricity when you understand the utility it has. But saying that is very wordy. A picture is worth 1,000 words and a YouTube clip millions. So as you can see here, guys, Bitcoin's a small fraction of energy use. Even if Bitcoin wasn't the cleanest industry, it's negligible. It's like a rounding error, and they're making a huge point out of this because they know what we know. Bitcoin is the escape door and they have to control it. But furthermore, guys, when we heard about this news in the Twitter spaces, we went absolutely bananas. And I have a few notes that we have from yesterday, and I'm just going to rehash them because this is the information that I think needs to be said. Guys, do not bend the fucking knee. You can't ban Bitcoin. You can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. So, hey, if you want to wreck yourself, by all means, you know, you Dems states, have fun staying poor. Like,
no,
they
but
want
hold
you.
On.
I know,
hold on
I know, Nico. I know.
They're not,
bipartisan.
It's not black and white.
I know,
there's Democratic senators that support
Bitcoin. I know, but all those four senator or people that posted that were all Democrats, so I'm going to dunk on them.
So yeah, I mean, and that's something that you know, and again, guys, we try very hard to stay politically neutral on this show. However, to back up Opti's point, Opti brings the truth, Nico backs it up with sauce, right? You cannot deny, and we've backed this up on many previous episodes, right? And we've actually, on the shows that we have, the Progressive Case for Bitcoin series that we have, we always, this is one of the questions that I always ask, right? If you see the biggest political pushback all around the world, right? The left-wing parties in Norway, in Europe, in China only really has one party, but it is left, and in the United States, they have been the worst proponents. I mean, they've been the strongest attackers on Bitcoin mining. You can't deny that. That's not, you know, taking a political side and like, oh, I support the Republicans. No. The Republicans have been against. There has been two or three Republican senators that have been against Bitcoin too. So it's not black and white. But you can't deny that the strongest pushback has been, for some reason, from left-wing parties. And it's unfortunate because supposedly the left is about the little guy. Supposedly the left is about the guy that, you know, was left behind. So Bitcoin is the most inclusive money the world has ever seen that protects the little guy from wealth confiscation and wealth debasement. So why are they against it? What's going on there? Just the thought. What is going on there? Very confusing. Doesn't make sense, right? So, yeah, it's definitely a troubling development. It definitely sucks. But anyways, Opti.
Hold on. I got one more rant. Sorry, guys. But these people want you back in the Stone Ages, guys. Like, you are the carbon they want to eliminate. I know Nico is going to be like, look, let me rein back Opti today. But, man, what else can I believe but this? Like, Bitcoin, as I say all the time, Bitcoin frees humanity. Like, what better use of our time than talking about Bitcoin and sound money principles? Because if we do what we do as Bitcoiners, then humanity from here on out will be free of this fiat enslavement. And, you know, like, these people are atrocious. But furthermore, Bitcoin needs more energy. Guys, we need to boil the oceans. Like, we need more energy so that these parasites cannot mess with our money. This is the point of the energy. Like, proof of work is more than just about mining. Proof of work, in my opinion, is a life philosophy. Put in the work, because the work speaks for itself, and you can't deny the work behind Bitcoin. So Bitcoin needs more energy. And I just got to echo something that Nico said in the space yesterday. And I thought it's such a great meme that you touched on it today, but you didn't put it in the meme form. You got to out meme them and you got to out truth them, guys. This is why we always bring the receipts. I know I get animated. I know I say the crazy thing, and Nico backs me up with the truth. So I out meme them, Nico out truths them, and it's a 1-2 punch. So we got the receipts. Let's go, man. This is insane.
Absolutely. So before we move on, I want to read this comment by Propaganda Off. That's a great name, by the way. They make it quite hard themselves to stay neutral. I agree. They've been making it incredibly hard. I really fundamentally believe that Bitcoin is bipartisan, doesn't take any political side. It helps everybody. So why the most amount of pushback from the political left? It's not black and white. There are many, like Senator Gillibrand, Senator Cory Booker, that have been proponents of Bitcoin. So it's not black and white. But still, the most pushback, for some reason, I haven't quite figured it out yet. I have my own beliefs inside, but I still want to remain on the fence about it. Why has it come from them? Just a thought for you guys. Anyways, we're running out of time, so let's move on to the Daily Culture.
Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. Swan incentivizes self-custody, and they also incentivize dollar cost averaging. Spread out that risk. Visit SwanBitcoin.com today. All right. Before we get to that, Opti, I want to let everybody know about Pacific Bitcoin. Pacific Bitcoin is going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the West Coast, November 10th through 11th, Los Angeles, California. Speaker list includes Corey Clipston, Jeff Booth, Pierre Richard, Mark Moss, Alex Gladstein, Dr. Jeff Ross, and many, many more. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the West Coast. You can take advantage of the promo code SIMPLY to get 10% off your tickets to Pacific Bitcoin.
All right, guys. So I told you that I wanted to talk about something that is close to my heart. And also, before I get into it, go to simplybitcoin.news and subscribe to our Substack, because we are dropping the heat. And we just dropped this article by my boy at Money Tech. Follow him. He's a savage Bitcoiner. But I really like this, and I think that this is a message that needs to be said a lot more. And so here I am, and it's this article is titled "You're Entitled to Poverty," and we go in. I'm not going to read the whole article, but there's some points that I'd like to touch on, and then I'm going to bring some receipts from Twitter, and we go. "Why there may be some appearances of rights, of laws, and order in the present bubble where you reside, the actual percentage of ownership you have over your belongings, your life, and your creature comforts, my entitled smug friends, is precisely zero. The only rights you have, absolutely nothing." And if you guys saw on Twitter, there's this guy in Lebanon where he had to rob a bank to get his money back. And while that may not be obvious now, don't worry, it's coming. You'll have fun staying poor and have plenty of time thinking about those nasty Bitcoin maximalists that have been warning you for years. If I'm being accurate, it's not have fun staying poor. It's more like, we pity you for your lack of understanding of the monopolized monetary system run by the bankers and politicians that you vote for, that makes you more and more poor every day and is going to drive you to ruin. Wake up. I was once like you, you overeducated idiot. Can confirm, was once an overeducated idiot. The Bitcoin maxis, you, the listener of Simply Bitcoin, are the sorry suckers trying to wake up your brain-dead entitled ass out of the zombified lifestyle you've grown accustomed to and fight for. Yeah, you're entitled, all right. Entitled to poverty. Enjoy your heaping cup of absolute misery. I mean, let's be honest. U.S. president just signed a bill into law with the title Inflation Reduction Act, whereby the U.S. government will be spending money to do what exactly? To reduce inflation. It's absolutely insane. If it's not obvious that our friendly overlords are complete liars or worse, have no understanding why price rises, then I just got one thing to say to you, amigo. Have fun staying poor. And just to end on a note, buying Bitcoin is a vote of no confidence for the current monopolistic debt-based monetary system. Fiat entitles you to rulers without rules, and those rulers make you poor. They make you financially, physically, mentally, and spiritually poor. Bitcoin entitles you to rules without rulers, and those rules make you wealthy. They make you financially, physically, mentally, and spiritually wealthy. Choose wisely, my poor entitled friend. Choose Bitcoin. I say this all the time. Bitcoin Zen is a feature of Bitcoin. There is something about it that literally makes you financially, physically, mentally, and spiritually wealthy. But as the title says, you are entitled to poverty. There's a lot of talk out there about capitalism is bad and you know, this and that, and how, you know, we're wealthy from the start. But I want to clear up some misconceptions. So my boy Muntech sent me this, and he said, same energy. And here's a quote from Hans Hermann Hoppe, and he goes, "We explain the poverty of many countries by the fact that property rights in those countries have for many, many years, sometimes for centuries, not been secure enough for people to engage in saving and the accumulation of capital. Bitcoin fixes this, guys. Bitcoin is the only property you can own. Bitcoin is the only money that you can truly own without a middleman. But furthermore, as the title is called, you're entitled to poverty." And this isn't even taking into account the ridiculous actions by the authoritarians. But I got this tweet from Per Biden, and this is the message that I think more people need to hear. What causes poverty? Nothing. It's the original state, the default and starting point. The real question is, what causes prosperity? There is no answer to the question, why is there poverty? Poverty is the natural state of humanity. The question that we ought to ask is, why is there wealth? Bars. Solution to poverty is to allow for value creation by liberating human ingenuity and letting incentives align. Strangely, the path most often chosen instead of adds burden on value creation and imposes additional cost. It raises the question of the real intent of these measures. Man, does this not sum up perfectly what we covered in the news? And we didn't even plan this. It's just, this is how we work, man. Poverty has no causes. Wealth has causes. In other words, poverty is what you get if we do not generate wealth. Guys, I told you a minute ago, proof of work is much more than just about mining. It is a life philosophy. Poverty is what you get if you do not generate wealth or work. And just to sum it up in one tweet, Capitalism is not evil. Capitalism is good. Let individuals be incentivized to create things, to work on the free market so that they can provide the market products that they want. Because your natural state is being poor, broke, and destitute. The natural state is poverty. The only reason you have anything around you is because an entrepreneur, capitalist, created this product to make your life better. Again, these commies want you back in the Stone Ages, and they don't want you to create things. It's absolutely disgusting. Continue to create things. Continue to build.
I am building.
Because this is how you create a better society. Save in Bitcoin. Again, go subscribe to our Substack, because we're going to continue to drop heat and continue to spread this message in written form. Nico, I do have just a thread that I want to cover, but before we get into that, add your thoughts
we're running out of time. I have to catch a flight. So
I'm just going to mention it. I just want to mention it. Okay. So before we go, guys, I put it in the thread. There's a massive thread about Greg Maxwell on the Hot or Not versus
we'll cover.
CSW
you know
case.
What we'll do? Becca's coming on Monday. Becca's coming on Monday. We can cover it on Monday.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry guys, I have to catch a flight. I have to not miss it. Okay, so first of all, holy shit, Opti. Daily Culture living up to its fucking name, bro. Holy crap. Dude, love it. Absolutely love it. I love that you gave an angle. You gave
You woke people up. You pointed it out that they have been living in the motherfucking fiat matrix, okay? You have been conditioned to live in a certain fucking way. And it's really the system that's fundamentally broken. Every human being is entitled to wealth if you work for it. You're entitled to earn it. You're entitled to live in a world that you earn a money that isn't motherfucking stealing from you. But you know what? You're going to have to wake up. You're going to have to take personal responsibility. You're going to have to stop blaming other people for your problems, and you're going to have to start taking that responsibility for yourself. You're going to have to stop outsourcing the storage of your wealth. You're going to have to take that back. You're going to have to learn self-custody. That's what this fucking show is all about. That was fucking relentless optimism during the daily culture. I love it. This is what this revolution is about. It's about waking you guys up so that you understand that with Bitcoin, there is hope, but only if you choose to take it and embrace it. It's not that you're not getting, it's not someone else's fault. It's not the government's fault. You now have the tools to take your financial sovereignty back and put your energy, your work, your time into something that can't be debased, can't be easily confiscated, can't be taken away from you at the snap of a finger. That's what Bitcoin enables you to do, but only if you take the personal responsibility to learn how to do it. Now, in terms of the capitalism thing, I know we had Fumble in the chat yesterday going back and forth, oh, this and that. And I know that we have a lot of our lefty friends that watch the show, right? So obviously, you know, Opti and I are, you know, libertarians, we're economically right-leaning. So we have our thoughts and we have our feelings that, hey, capitalism is the answer. And I know that our left-wing friends, you know, they believe that socialism is the answer. And then you can get into the nuance of how does socialism work without coercion? I don't know, right? Capitalism is voluntary. But again, I'm not trying to bash, you know, any political ideology. Bitcoin is for everybody. And we try to stay in the neutral sense. I would love to have this conversation again when Fumble's here or one of our lefty friends, and at least it can go back and forth with Opti, and then I'll try to get in there. But yeah, man, I think that Bitcoin fundamentally fixes all the differences that we have, you know, with people that believe different things ideologically. I think Bitcoin fixes 95% of the differences. I think, for example, what I think is happening in the United States is you know, the lefties believe that they have a solution to the wealth inequality, and the righties believe that they have a solution to a lot of the problems too. Now, the differences in solutions is they're just different. They're different fixes to the problems, but both of them are fundamentally wrong. What is broken here, what is causing the wealth inequality, which is causing the suffering, is the fact that the money's broken. If you fix the money, you fix all of those issues. People shouldn't have to be working two or three jobs. The right doesn't have a solution to that. The left has a solution. The left's solution to that is wealth redistribution, right? People shouldn't have to not afford healthcare. That's absolutely crazy. You know, the right is kind of like, you know, we can make it more free market. I agree. I agree that puts the prices down. The left says, dude, you can't have someone who's really poor and just because they're poor, they can't pay for healthcare. What I would tell you as a Bitcoiner, though, is that if you fix the money, you fix the majority of these goddamn problems. So instead of infighting between, you tell someone on the left, because I used to do that, like, oh, it's this, you know, we have to get the Trump back in office. Ah, no, that's not going to fix shit. Right. And then the left is like, oh, man, we have to get this person out of office, you know, and it's like now I've realized you just got to be the person that puts I have to do this so you guys could see. You have to put your hands between both and be like, yo, it's the money, man. Stop infighting. You want to take the money from state. You want to make it so that we live in a world where the money that you earn continues to increase in purchasing power over time. And you also want to live in a world where that can't be debased and it can't be easily confiscated depending on your political beliefs. And that's what I fight for. And that's why we strive to make Bitcoin, Simply Bitcoin, as apolitical as possible. Obviously, we have our personal feelings about it, so we're going to slip up here and there. But Opti, Holy crap, that was the best Daily Culture I've witnessed. More of that shit. Fuck yeah. But anyways, guys, it's time for the favorite part of the show, the meme review. Daily Meme Review. Brought to you by Citadel 21. It's the best Bitcoin cultural zine. It's stories, articles, comics by actual Bitcoiners. This is the artwork for volume 11. This is the artwork for volume 10. And this is the artwork for volume 2. Volume 2 is almost sold out because there's only 1,000 physical copies made per volume. So get your prints of Citadel 21 today before they run out.
All right, guys. Boom. Before I get into the memes, make sure you drop your meme score after the memes. And of course, Nico, will you do the meme, the like why memes are important? Because I can't do that justice.
Oh, I got you.
What's the thing you always say?
We are living through narrative trench warfare, hand-to-hand combat on the battlegrounds of the internet. If tweets are bullets, memes are artillery. And that's why they're important.
All right, guys. So the first meme is by Stephen Chow at Chow Collection. And this is a great Simpsons template, but very fitting right now. And it's say the line, Bart. Everyone's looking at Bart. And he goes, the Bitcoin maximalists were right. And everyone starts laughing. Yes, yes, we were right. And we continue to stay right. This next one is by Raymond Reddington. I really love this energy. And he just goes, keep stacking. And the meme goes, one day, 1 million sats will suffice. And this guy, warrior with laser eyes, but today is not that day. Continue stacking, continue to stay humble, continue to provide the value. This is why we do what we do. Saving Bitcoin, guys. This is the way. Anyways, the next one is by Get the Stones. And he goes, meth heads trying to implement a UASF. And it's an office template. And what's his? Michael Scott. And he goes, I declare UASF. And I forget what this guy's name is. He goes, I just want to let you know that you can't just say UASF and expect anything to happen. You have to be running, or like I like to say, using a node. And then Michael Scott goes, I have an Amazon Prime membership. Remember that Jeff Bezos is the biggest node runner on ETH. And the next one is by at best Bitcoin memes. And he goes, Satoshi Nakamoto after they mined the first Bitcoin. And here you can see the Genesis block in the background. And we got Gandalf from the Lord of the Rings. And he goes, things are now in motion that cannot be undone. Yes, try to shut down Bitcoin all you want, but you can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. Bitcoin incentive. Stay winning. And then here's another great one by at Beautyon, and it goes, how Bitcoin will be distributed into the economy. And let's see. Yes, this is the way that Bitcoin will get distributed. It will find its way to everyone and anyone soon enough. The next one is by my buddy TC at Meditation Man, and I really like these templates that he's using. He's using ancient, you know, old art, proof of work style artwork, and adding Bitcoin content on top of it. And he goes, goddess of ultimate power, time, and monetary change, as divine protector, she destroys evil shitcoiners in order to protect the innocent and bestow liberation to all. Bitcoin Kali wears the heads and weak hands of defeated foes to prove her righteous work. And you can see Bitcoin Kali, she's got a cold card, a bunch of lols, laser eyes, and it says, have fun, stay poor, not your keys, not your coins. Oh, go fuck yourself, scammer. 21 million. This is the math behind the block subsidy, or not block subsidy, the distribution of Bitcoin. And as you can see, the heads of all the scammers and Bitcoin critics.
That's so funny.
Around the Bitcoin Kali. Great meme. And then one last one, guys. This is by Abelito Panama, and he goes, this encounter actually happened. And you can see this meth head, you know, NPC, and then the Bitcoiner. And he goes, man, I wish I was more like that guy. Remember what I tell you guys, be the shining example of what it means to be a Bitcoin maximalist, and people will want to be like you. Anyways, man, I wish I was more like that guy, ETH says to a Bitcoiner, but he probably wishes he was more like somebody else too, the ETH guy says. And then the Bitcoiner says, holy shit, I'm glad I'm me. I'm especially glad I'm not that guy, looking at the ETH guy. Yes, yes. Can confirm, very glad I'm me, very glad I am not a shitcoiner. Anyways, my meme score for today is this half-drinked lime seltzer. Celsi boys in the house. It's non-alcoholic, guys. It's just you know, it's soda water, so I can get the carbonation feeling, and I avoid drinking Coca-Cola because I'm addicted to that stuff.
Yeah, dude, Coca-Cola is delicious. By the way, that brand Polar is Venezuelan, just so you know. Anyways, for those awesome memes, I'm going to give it. These are my old headphones that you guys were used to seeing me for so many years. These are the gunmetal version. It's in gray. It's badass. I thought it was cool. Anyways, I needed the new aux plugin because I lost the old one, so I had to order new headphones. It absolutely sucked. But anyways, guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live, so you can rate the meme yourself. Put it down in the chat and make Opti feel uncomfortable. Make us read shit that we don't want to read. Anyways.
Guys, you're supposed to put your meme review. I told you before.
No one wants to. All right, going once.
All right.
Going twice. Going three times.
Nico's got to get a flight. We'll cut this one short. Guys, you know the deal. Put your meme score in the chat, and we will put it on the show and make Nico feel uncomfortable because I just laugh.
Yeah, he just laughs. Anyways.
Oh, wait, we got
Pleb Sites. Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that stores their Bitcoin seed on paper. Paper is prone to water damage, fire damage, dog attacks, everything. Your seed can be eaten by dogs or cats or animals if you store it on paper. You definitely want to store your seed on steel, and there's no better place to do it than the CipherSafe. Get yourself a Cipher wheel or a Cipher grid today. Visit CipherSafe.io.
All right, we got some meme scores. Diogenes says...
Apparently, we got a delay. We got a delay on the meme scores.
We got a Diogenes says, I give those memes a bubble of I'm glad I'm not that guy. Bitcoin Becca, I give those memes a hot or not shout out. Andrew, I give those memes Dead Space. That's a great video game. I gave those memes a jug of Nico juice. Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but great. All right,
they want an actual product that is like Nico sauce or Nico juice.
We will do it.
Chat.
It will be part of the merch.
All right, guys. All right, look, we're back, and we're continuing to tell you guys to go to defendingbtc.com.
Go help the Space Cat himself, and make sure that he makes it through this battle against Fake Toshi. So guys, and before I go off, there was, dang, did I, okay. Remember the thread that I put in the chat, go read the description in YouTube, but there's a point in that thread that I wanted to say, and I'm gonna say it right here in regards to defending BTC and helping the Space Cat. Hashtag we are all hot or not. And this is by @beautyon. He's quoting Greg Maxwell, and it goes, is the Bitcoin community boundlessly willing to attack itself, but far more indifferent when it comes to external threats? Mm-hmm. Guys, we need to protect the Space Cat at all costs. He needs to win this. And dude, you guys need to donate some money. I already donated, and this is why we are continuing to spread the signal. Go to defendingbtc.com.
Yep, we will continue pushing this. We will continue letting you guys know. Remember, the attack on Bitcoin, the attack on the Space Cat is an attack on all Bitcoiners. This is CSW and Calvin Irie's attempt to intimidate and instill fear in the community for not speaking out and calling bullshit. They're trying to silence you. That's why the case that HODLNOT is currently enduring in Norway is so important. If we're able to defeat this person, it's a big win for the Bitcoin community, which is why it's really important for you guys to visit defendingbtc.com. Also, I want to give a very special shout out to our awesome sponsor, representltd.com. He makes some of the most comfortable merch. He makes Bitcoin merch. You see that? The orange pill, represent, trust no one. He's making Simply Bitcoin merch. I like to wear the militant camo hoodie because it makes me feel like I'm in the revolution. Feels good. You can take advantage of the promo code down below to get 10% off representltd.com. All right, guys, that was Simply Bitcoin. Don't forget to join our awesome Telegram group. That's where you could link us Bitcoin memes to review. Visit t.me/the Simply Bitcoin channel. You could join us. You could hang out. You could link us memes. We'll try to feature them on the show.
It's awesome. You definitely don't want to miss it. Also, a shout out to our researcher, Hans. Shout out to producer Jacobs, helps us with Twitter Spaces. We love you all. Don't forget to smash that like button. Subscribe if you feel like the show provides you value. Remember, guys, we are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. It's going to get hairy in the coming years, but we will be here trying to hold your hand along the way, trying to get you guys the signal, not the noise. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you on Monday with Becca for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin.